Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
But it seems like nobody don't even care. So I gotta set a take care of myself. Run out of the rations on low health. Make a right turn when the shit go left. Kill with finesse, yeah, not with a tech. Stand to my face and not through sex. I stand all four like Malcolm X. Got a lot of stress built up in my head. Working so hard like I'm on a bitch press. I count my reps as I take these steps. You count your steps while you losing breath. Looking like you about to have an asthma attack. Yeah, I just do it like a Nike check. Keep it to yourself, yeah, that's your best bet. Cross your nigga, that's the end to self. He don't get a pass, he just lose respect. Take your chance like you're playing full deck. I don't play checkers, man, I play chess. Make a double check like an F-cat test. Bitch, it ain't no cat, I'm a scared. I'm a dog, I'ma eat it, bless. Earn my stripes, I'ma nigga say less. Let all my ass just speak for itself.
Do what you do, you're gone, but some moves. Gone, but some moves.
Cause ain't nobody else living your shoes.
Nah.
I said, do what you do, you're gone, but some moves.
Gone, but some moves.
Cause they don't know what you're going through.
Nah.
I said, do what you do, you're gone, but some moves.
Gone, but some moves.
Cause can't nobody else live in your shoes.
Nah.
I said, do what you do, you're gone, but some moves.
Gone, but some moves.
Cause they don't know what you're going through.
Nah.
Hustle up.
Gone, but some moves.
Gone, but some moves.
Hustle up.
You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Kurt ENT, the Grand Rising Show with my co-host, Nisi, in the motherfucker house. The number's 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Today, we're going to be talking about current events, what's going on with Russia. That's a big thing right now, and a lot of people don't even know what's really going on. Why is going on? That's what we're going to talk about today. The whole history. We're going to basically talk about the history between Russia and Ukraine and why Russia wants to invade Ukraine. The whole situation, a lot of people have no idea. It's been going on for very long, for thousands of years between these two countries. We'll be back talking about that today. Next track that we playing is A Dot, The Guns. Put the guns away on the Grand Rising Show. We'll be back.
So the youth, put the guns away.
Everything
put
ain't
the
in
guns
the
way.
Put the guns away.
Girl, slow down.
Hey,
A-Dot.
Put the guns away.
William Penn.
Gotta put the guns away.
Positive message, man.
Put the guns away. Put the guns away. You gotta put the guns away. You gotta put the guns away.
I wanna do me, you wanna shoot me. No cameraman, this is not a movie. This is real life, real guns, real bullets fly. That lady baby died, everybody wonder why. Everybody wanna shoot, would you scared to fight? Take a life, wouldn't make a life, you ain't thinking right. I'm in the game and I'm playing every day and night. When you gone, tell me how would they portray your life? Triple X, Pop Smoke, they got Michi too. Buddha bounce back, he doing what he need to do. When I was 17, them niggas tried to leave me too. But I'm still living, still breathing, not an easy move. Put your gun away, don't get your gun away. Protect your fam, you succeed through another day. I done lost so many homies that I wanna pray. I thank God I'm still here to see another day.
Put your gun away,
Put the guns down, I'm saying put the guns down. You lames, no aim, hitting the wrong ones now. They hit your son down before sundown. And then some clown was yapping out the side of his neck. But out of respect and basic decency, I ain't gotta take a life. Just put the guns down, walk away or make it right. When I was young, I got punched in my chest by my uncles. They forced me to rumble, I was raised in the jungle.
Why is your first option always spray the effort? So you can learn now to take it as a later lesson.
I know where the drugs at, but don't know where the love at. Ever since my adolescence in the presence of rug rat. While I got this love in my heart, I wanna spread it out. 2020 took everybody, now what is that about?
I mean, I'm asking you, do you know what that about?
Put the guns down, cause this game is cat or mouse.
You gotta put the guns away.
We've been on a grind, new Hi, this is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
Hey, mister.
What's up, little man? How can I help you?
I want people to feel me in their heart when they hear this song.
Okay. Anybody in particular?
My mother.
Okay. Well, check this out. I'm going to go ahead and do this. You do my ad-libs and we'll make this happen, all right?
Okay.
Better go.
Mama, don't cry. Then when you gave me life and then you gave me life, you raised me right. Don't cry. Even though the world seems wrong, you must be strong. Knowing that your baby's gone, don't cry. I know you're feeling all alone. Feel my heart when you hear this song. Don't cry. Please, mama. Don't cry, please, mama. Don't. Mama, I know you're trying hard to hide these tears. Don't be mad at God, I'm thankful that we had those years. For every day of my life, I know you kept me close. That's why you're the one I'm gonna miss the most. I know you think you're strong, trying to hard to survive. It must be hard to lift your head when you look to the sky. Listen, can you hear me, Ma, always around? And if you say my name, Mama, you can hear my sound. Mama, I really miss you sometimes. I get scared, I just need to see the kisses you will put on my head. Cause them hugs, cause they love me, what's your warm embrace? I can't wait till the next time I see your face. I never miss to leave you, cause you're no stress. I just wanna see your heart when I lay in your chest. Now you feel my heart whenever you close your eyes. I know you're tired of hearing them, Mom, but please don't cry, don't cry. And when you gave me life, and then you gave me life, you raised me right, don't cry. Even though the world seems wrong, you must be strong, knowing that the baby's gone, don't cry. I know you're feeling all alone, feel my heart when you hear this song, don't cry. Please, mama, don't cry, please, mama, don't. Some say it ain't just a God, just don't care. How could my family carry on if I'm not there? How could my mom stay beautiful if she's pulling her hair? How could my brother pass his class if he doesn't stare? Out into the clouds, asking God how could he take from the family I knew about? If I was ready without saying goodbye, or having visions to hold me whenever I cried. Always felt safe, cause the love's sincere. And whatever I said a word, you would lend me your ear. And whatever you had, you would always share. I would dream getting an order just to rock your gear. Mama, you were there for me, you never let me down. Now I'll carry your memory and you'll carry crowns. Cause of you, I know how love's supposed to be. And there'll never be another so close to me. Don't cry. And when you gave me life, and then you gave me life, you raised me right, don't cry. Even though the world seems wrong, you must be strong, knowing that the baby's gone, don't cry. I know you're feeling all alone, feel my heart when you hear this song. Don't cry, please, mama,
please, mama.
Don't cry, please, mama, don't.
Love you, mama, and I always will. Don't cry, mama. Love you. Please, mama.
Don't cry. And when you gave me life, and then you gave me life, you raised me right. Don't cry. Even though the world seems wrong, you must be strong, knowing that your baby's gone. Don't cry. I know you're feeling all alone. Feel my heart when you hear this song. Don't cry. Please, mama.
Please, mama.
Don't cry. Please, mama. Don't.
Please, mama. Don't.
Okay. Might fuck me up. Cats for real.
Niggas getting rich from the glass box. Niggas doing hits on the back block. And I'm talking better 30, we gon' blast shot. Go against the game, get the last stop. Niggas getting rich from the glass box. Niggas doing hits on the back block. And I'm talking better 30, we gon' blast shot. Go against the game, get the last stop. My boys demanding niggas singing like they wine, yeah. These rats talking through the wire like they kind, yeah. Make a diss track, my dog like the nine spray. Push a rapper grill to the side like he Conway. Got on my hoodies, no A Boogie, do it the dime way. Told the young son, do numbers like mobile phones. Stages hold a mic, same hands that I hold the chrome. I never needed help for real, cause I hold my own. The way I ate purse with the thought that I broke a bone. Picking up pieces to share the dreams in a broken home. Remember jail calls, they ain't answer, I broke the phone. Remember op shot D up and I broke the zone. Still got a gun in the mag, my hope is gone. Run out of crack, still got G-Rock, but soap was gone. Big finger, you don't die, flip finger, you holding on. Gun smoking, I walk on my haters, go open arms. Niggas getting rich from the glass box. Niggas doing hits on the back block. And I'm talking greater 30, we gon' blast shot. Go against the game, get the last stop. Niggas getting rich from the glass box. Niggas doing hits on the back block. And I'm talking greater 30, we gon' blast shot. Go against the game, get the last stop.
I'm up, nigga, I ain't get no rest in weeks. Rest with heat, you niggas never catch me sleep. Try my hand, 30 shots, nigga, rest in peace. Bet the next thing twice before he stepped in me. Put the moves on, you niggas can't step with me. All in, can't ask more or less from me. Keep it real, nigga, you ain't got guess with me. I play, got these little bitches pressing me. Since I hit, all she talk about is sex to me. When I'm mine, all she wanna be is next to me. No, she don't get a call or text from me. Too many bitches out here to be stressing me. I'm a pimp, bitch, you don't get the best of me. Nigga, I'ma double down and fall best on me. Told him never would I fold, play the hand I was blessed with. Said I would win and I stand corrected. You ain't gotta feel it, you gotta respect it. A million CDs and I ain't sell a record. Still direct with the plug, I'm connected. Everything exquisite, how I dress, what I'm reppin'. Niggas pop shots, but they never directed. If I let a shot pop, bullets come your direction. I'm fully equipped, mean I'm dressed with a weapon. Life on the line, we ain't gambling bet then.
Niggas getting rich from the glass box. Niggas doing hits on the back block. And I'm talking greater 30, we gon' blast shot. Go against the game, get the last stop. Niggas getting rich from the glass box. Niggas doing hits on the back block. And I'm talking greater 30, we gon' blast shot. Go against the game, get the last stop.
Oh yeah 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 yeah. Oh yeah 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 yeah. Oh yeah yeah. Oh yeah 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 yeah.
You know the vibes.
Girl, you have a deadly attraction. Skin so smooth and your body's perfection. Oh yeah yeah. Top of the list, you're my quantity lately. Just give me a chance to show you my baby. Oh yeah yeah.
Baby, you're that vibe for me. You're always on my mind.
Double play. Next track that we're playing is B Morgan YKTV on the Grand Rising Show. It's the double play.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. I mean, like, fuck it. I'ma just take this shit over them.
Five. You need this?
Of course. Underdog in my town, one night, you be gone.
Yeah.
Used to riches, bad bitches,
hey.
Fake niggas get Armstrong.
Yeah.
3-point, star shooter,
hey.
Hawks with me, no Atlanta. About to cop this new Patty,
yeah.
And my bitch wants that new Birkin. I'm with the star dog,
yeah.
Just looking the rage dog.
Look
off the drip, bitch, slip, pass the kill, call the coroner.
I'm
from the bottom,
hey.
Too many losses.
Yeah.
Now I'm up, fill my cup, grab my nuts, I deserve it.
Two-face.
You know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga, you know the vibe. Don't make them guys have to slide.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe. You know the pinky lip done shit, well equipped niggas know the vibe I'm on.
Yeah.
Stretch 600, bumpin' bad bunny with a bad bunny hoe. I know you want me to rain on you. I'm just tryna see what you and your friends gon' do. Cause I need a model, show me attention. It's going up, double your cup when you all in my section. Cause I got the gang out. Much to mention.
Nah.
You know we outside, watch how you slide.
What?
Niggas ain't dancing, cause you know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the
vibe.
We outside, nigga,
outside.
You know the
vibe.
Don't make them guys have to slide.
You know the
vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
Of course.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio. You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio. You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
I don't understand how one man has all this power. I don't know. Damn, I'm hoping that it was on there and that it was being heard because I had the mic off. I don't know if you all heard. Now that I'm just looking at it, I don't know if you all heard the whole thing that I played. I'm hoping that you all heard everything that I played, but if not, how is it that one man has all this power? How is it that Russia...
The same way you have a
bully in school.
All right, but then the bully always has teachers and the principal. That...
How long can a kid get bullied before something is actually done? A kid can go and get bullied forever before he tells somebody or something's done.
Yeah, but this is different, though.
No, it's basically the same thing. Boom. He literally...
The world knows that.
Yeah, the world knows. And sometimes a lot of people know that somebody's being bullied. And they'll say something to somebody. He's being sanctioned. So...
He's being sanctioned.
Yeah. He, you know,
or you're going to get suspended.
Yeah, you're going to get suspended or you've been suspended. That's what the sanctions are. You've been suspended. Okay, whatever. When I come back, I'm going to get you again. Same thing. But if you look at it, now, the president of Ukraine literally says, I'll compromise with you. I won't join NATO. I won't ask anybody for any help. Just don't invade us.
He still came in.
And he said, well, let's fuck it. I don't care.
Because he wants Ukraine. Well, if you all heard, I'm hoping that you all heard at the beginning, this has been going on for thousands of years between them two.
But they've been separated and then
since
going
the
again.
90s. So... 130 years out of 1,000 some fucking years, you gonna think that Russia just gonna be like, oh yeah, we're just gonna leave you on over there. You've been a part of us, and now that you want to be separate and just be Ukraine and not Russian, I think that's what it's all about.
A lot of it is because they're one of the closer countries.
They are.
To Russia. So if they join NATO.
Then NATO's even closer
to them. Yep.
Which means that they can easily hit them. At any time.
Mm-hmm.
So Russia wants to... I mean, I remember even as a kid, like, reading history and knowing about the Cold War. Like, Russia's somewhere that we've all known in our minds.
One of those countries that just... You don't want to deal with.
You just don't fuck with them, or they gonna fuck with you, and you gotta go over there and fuck them up.
United States and Russia have always bumped heads.
Yeah, because they say.
I don't think there's a legitimate president in the United States that has never bumped heads with.
I don't think that there's.
I'm sorry, there has. So like I said, I said legitimate because Trump was cool with Putin.
Yeah, he was cool with Putin.
Yeah, so like I said, but I said legitimate president.
Right, because he wasn't a legitimate president.
I said legitimate president.
But, I mean, I remember just in history class or just reading about Russians and anything that you see about Russians, movie that you see about Russians. I mean, we know that all Russians are not crazy. I mean, there's maybe a couple or a few crazy motherfuckers, but usually when you watch on TV, Russians are crazy. They're like fucking... They always killing motherfuckers and shit. That's what in my mind, I see Russians as that. Crazy motherfuckers. They're always killing somebody.
Well, no, you can't really say all Russians.
Not all Russians.
Basically, you should say the Russians in power.
But then also, you got to see that Putin controls their newspapers and their fucking, like, how does one...
The Communist Party. That's why China is on their side. They're a communist party. Basically, there's no democracy. We're here. You can't get us out. So you're going to do what we said.
I mean, really thinking about it, that's how the fuck United States of America is.
Technically, no.
They say that.
And like I said, technically, no.
But we are.
Because here's the thing. You can get a president or whoever. You can literally get them kicked out.
That's what you think.
No, that's why, who was president? Nixon. That's why Nixon had to leave. He was like, y'all ain't about to throw me in jail.
That's what you feel like. We have no control over the fucking presidency.
Listen to what I'm saying. I said you can easily get a president out of power.
Wait, pause. Not us. They can get a president
out.
But my thing is, you can't.
Unless the motherfucker get killed or... What was the one? Was it Cuba or somebody? They were exiled, or Africa? They were exiled. So it's hard to get somebody out of office who's been in there forever and a day in some countries.
Yeah.
So like you know,
the only way that this war will stop is if
somebody need to kill Putin. I'm sorry, I'm just saying because I ain't going to Russia. want you to do, but Putin just need to die.
Well, who gonna do it?
I just said I'm not going, but I'm just saying he need to die.
Who gonna do it?
Wait, do you know the simple fact that this is how much control this man has? He has had people assassinated, and I didn't say assassinated, once they fled to another country to get away from them.
But they have connections everywhere. They're
no,
all...
they had the KGB when they did it.
That we know of. We don't know this for sure.
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear the report? Oh, yeah. The guy was so scared, he kept saying, there was someone's going to kill me. They're going to kill me. They're going to... He left. I forget what other country he went to. But he was standing at the bus stop one day, and he felt like something like bit him. So he said, well, maybe somebody just hit me with an umbrella. He was poisoned by Ryzen. Somebody literally took an umbrella at the very tip and poisoned him. Later, it was found out that the KGB did it.
That we know of. We don't know shit that's going on. That's just something that they put out there. We don't know. I keep on trying to tell people we don't truly know the truth.
Okay, as put on
TV or radio, but who controls TV and radio? We don't, as the people.
Well, this man was scared to death. It was another man. I don't think he was so scared, but he was also assassinated. And you don't get assassinated. You don't get. It's not. You can't catch rice. Rice, a deadly chemical. You don't just come in contact with rice. You literally have to be. And they found the puncture mark on the back of his leg. Like they were. They didn't know what was wrong with him at first until they did an autopsy. So he was scared for his life, and all of a sudden he died.
That's what I'm saying. How can one man have so much control over a whole country in Russia? Well, at least that's how it's shown on the globe. But we all know that to have imperial power, you have to make your country look bigger than the other. I mean, yes, the country's big, but... it's just a whole bunch of stuff that goes into all of what I am saying, but understand something. The more that you research, the more you come to realize that you don't control shit. You feel like you control your life when you go to work. You have a 9-to-5 job, but someone is forcing you to do this shit. Even though you feel, no, ain't nobody forcing me to do this because I want this job and I want this house and I want this car and I want these clothes. No, you're being controlled. Slavery, you're mentally being controlled. Now, a lot of people don't want to believe this because they are a slave. And until you realize that you are a slave, you will always stay a slave. And a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people can't even get on that level to even try to understand that. They don't want to get on that level because they don't want to know the truth. And this is what it is about a lot of different places in the world. But watching the video, I remember the lady saying most of the people, and you've seen the people in the street, most of the people do not like Putin. They don't even want him in office.
Like I said, it's hard to get some people out of office and get the next out. In certain countries. The people in China don't like, what's the name that's in cohorts with him? The president of China. I can't remember his name because I can't say the name.
That's what I'm saying. So who is truly in control? Like, one man cannot have control of just one whole country. It takes more than just one man. It's people behind him or something behind these people that they're able to control, because no king is in control just all by himself.
You know what they did with some of his inner circle friends, right? The rich people, rich Russians.
What?
They shut down the bank so they can't get in contact with their money.
Who?
They put sanctions and they shut down Russian banks.
United States?
They shut down Russian banks. So like the richest people. The ones who, like they said their names and I can't say their names. But they're in charge of they're like the largest companies that own, I think, the gas lines or pipes in construction of certain things. I think one of the largest construction companies in Russia or something.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get it. I'm pretty sure they can't get to their Russian money, but I'm pretty sure they got money offshore like some other people.
How? And this is what I'm trying. This is what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense in my intelligent fucking head. I just can't wrap my mind over it. So Russia's going to war with this fucking country. But the United States can put sanction on a country and shut down their banks and all this shit. But you can't go, but you can't make this man stop what he's doing? That doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, so you can shut, so, well, hold on. How does another country have control of other countries' banks? How is it that the United States of America controls Russian banks? That doesn't make any sense to me. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
That doesn't make any sense to me. How is it that America controls another country's banks unless it's shit going on that we don't know nothing about?
I mean, more than likely, there's powers.
And entities that we have no idea about that control everything that we don't know. I don't even believe that it's Putin. I believe that it's whoever controls him. Because even when you're at the top, there's somebody that controls you and tells you what to do. He is just the face of the people or persons or entities that are controlling Russia and trying to take over Ukraine. Because let's remember, this shit's been going on for thousands of years. This ain't no shit that just started.
Yeah, but Putin didn't start it. He didn't start it.
And Putin's Vladimir, if you heard from the beginning, Vladimir Putin has the same name as the Ukrainian president. Vladimir, and his first name is Vladimir, but it's a different last name.
Okay, well, that could be sheer coincidence. That's like saying somebody named John in the United States, you find somebody else named John.
But there's both presidents at the same time.
Okay,
the war away. Hold on.
All I'm saying is that could be a coincidence.
The first president to raid Ukraine thousands of years ago, his name was fucking Vladimir.
It might be a common name in Russia. It might be just like Mary and John and Richard and Sue are here. It might be a common name. I don't know common names. I don't know what the names are in Russian.
Well, isn't it just a coincidence that the first president or first whatever that went against Ukraine thousands of years ago, his name was
Vladimir. And this one is Vladimir.
Now Vladimir, and it does seem kind of
but it just might be
odd and weird.
But it also might just be a coincidence.
It may just be a coincidence. But coincidence is just, shit just don't happen for no fucking reason.
Okay, here's the coincidence. Majority of your girlfriend's name started with S. It's a coincidence.
That shit was set in the motherfucking stars. It's not fucking coincidence that I meet the people that I meet and I go through with the... It just isn't coincidence that everything happens for a fucking reason. It happens for a reason.
But again, it's coincidence.
I don't believe that things just happen on coincidence. I believe that it is written in the fucking stars and it's supposed to happen. Everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason.
So for a reason, those names, those three names, and those three people are combined and or connected in some type of way through history and through what is going on right now. I'm just saying, we truly don't know what the fuck is going on. All we know is here in the United States of America, this motherfucker better not jump in. This is how I feel. You better not jump
in. They jumped in it because they're G7. They have no choice.
They're G7.
They have no. There are seven countries.
What the fuck is G7?
That are allies.
What is G7?
There's seven countries where the heads of those countries, the president, whatever, come together and sign basically, if one goes to war, then they ask the other for assistance, they join their allies.
Your allies. So there's only seven countries.
Yeah, which is why Russia said you better, so what's the name? I don't want Ukraine to be part of them. That'd be eight. It'd be G8.
Because if then they'll be getting assistance from other countries, we would probably be United States of America. Probably
yes.
Not. Yeah, we know that United States is a part of this G7.
Yeah.
They probably came up with the shit.
I don't know who came up with it.
I'm pretty sure.
It's been around forever.
Not forever. Since I've been living, maybe 40, 50 years.
But I'm just saying, it's been around for a long time.
50 years is not a long time.
It's half a century.
It's been around longer than you've been living, longer than I've been living.
A while.
Basically, so a while. I think that it only happened like in the 90s, though.
No.
I believe G7 has only been, I'm telling you.
It did start off with G7. Other countries have added to it. I don't know.
Okay,
it's been G whatever, but now it's G7.
So these countries come together when they're getting bullied to team up as a gang to fight whoever.
Right now, all those countries, none of them like Russia.
None of them like
Russia.
No.
Russia has problems with just about everybody.
And always has.
Basically, yeah. You have forever.
And Russia, it's called Russia now, but it used to be, what was the Berlin Wall fell?
That was Germany, I believe.
But isn't Germany a part?
Germany is not a part of Russia.
It's not a part of Russia?
No.
You sure it was the...
Yeah.
The German wall. Yeah, it was Germany. And Germany's always been a problem, too.
To a certain extent. Not always. But, yeah, Hitler, yeah, but not always.
Just when Hitler was around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so this is your boy, Curdy and T. Make sure you tune in with us tomorrow, which you got any shout-outs. Thankful.
Thanks for everybody
called
in and
going to
download. Listen later.
She made that shit super short. That's your short one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this your boy, Curdy and T, Behind the Scenes. Radio, The Grand Rising Show. You want your music played on The Grand Rising Show or on the show, period, make sure you send your music to bindthesceneairplay@gmail.com. Only send it in MP3. I think we're going to start taking MP4s too. I think MP4s sound a little better. I believe we're going to try it out. But yeah,
sorry,
check
5G.
It. Huh?
Is it okay, 5G?
Fine. yeah, this your boy. Make sure you tune in with us tomorrow. We out this bitch. Love, peace, hair grease. We love y'all. Y'all take care. Peace.